This is 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters and our co-host for our weekly get-together we call Cinema Chat. Welcome back, Russ Collins.
Well, thank you very much. And boy, there's so much to talk about, films opening this week that don't have much time for news outside of that. But I did need to say that RoboCop, which was a film that came out in the 80s. And
I seem to remember watching that as a teenager. Based in Detroit, right?
It was the Detroit police force that had these RoboCops. But anyway, they're looking to do a new a sequel to it, but directed by Neil Blomkamp, who did District 9, which was a great sci-fi, relatively low-budget sci-fi film that came out a few years ago. They're going to have the original screenwriters, and they planned to put a sequel together with the original director, Michael Verhoeven, but Neil Blomkamp's going to do it, so it sounds interesting. We'll see what happens.
Another movie about Detroit.
That's right. And then it looks like LeBron James is going to be in his second film. He'll actually produce this one. He's actually produced other films as well, not that he starred in, but he was in Judd Apatow's Trainwreck as himself. He's working with a screenwriter he's worked with before, Stephen Mallory, who's done work with Melissa McCarthy, the boss, and in the upcoming Superintelligence comedy. So we'll see what happens with LeBron James moving to L.A., to play basketball, but to make some movies, too.
I would recommend for the next couple of years just sticking to basketball.
Well, I have three films that you have to see this week, but actually it turns into seven. So sorry to bother you, which NPR has been doing some news pieces on, which is just looks great.
Change the way comedies are done.
It looks great. We'll talk about it in a minute. Woman Walks Ahead, which was the Audience Award winner for Best Fiction Film. It stars Jessica Chastain, Michael Gray Eyes, and Sam Rockwell. I love this film. The audiences that came to it at Cinetopia, there's just a few screenings, but you have to see Woman Walks Ahead. Put it on your calendar. Go to it. Go out of your way to see it. It's really, really worth it. Woman Walks Ahead. Remember that title. Whitney and The Gospel According to Andre are two documentaries that are opening this week. Whitney is about Whitney Houston, a tragic but also enthralling character and documentary. And The Gospel According to Andre is about Andre Leontali, who's
worked
a fashion
with Stanley
designer.
Kubrick, right?
Yeah. Well, no,
no, no, no, no, no.
He's a fashion designer. He's a gigantic black man who is a fashion designer, and he has an unbelievably wonderful story against odds of all kinds. So Gospel According to Andre is a really interesting story. And then another documentary, Film Worker, which is about this Leon Vitali.
Stanley Kubrick's assistant.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
And then two films that both involve Paul McCartney, Yellow Submarine.
Obviously, the Beatles.
The Beatles. Live and Let Die, which
he did the soundtrack for.
Yeah. And Moonraker, which doesn't have Paul McCartney in it. But anyway, so sorry to bother you. Woman Walks Ahead, Whitney, The Gospel According to Andre, Film Worker, Yellow Submarine, Live and Let Die, Moonraker. Aye, aye, aye. A great lineup of films.
Sounds like some good movies. Let's start with Sorry to Bother You. I have not read anything that wasn't a spectacular review of it.
Yes, this film's gotten great reviews. And it's about a black telemarketer in the not-too-distant future, a little dystopian. The black telemarketer's character's name is Cassius Green. It's played by Lakeith Stanfield. And he learns a magical trick, which he's taught by Danny Glover, which is to talk white. And this film is so hilarious. It's directed by Boots Riley. It also stars Amari Hartwick, who was in A Boy, A Girl, A Dream, and is a big television star as well. Armie Hammer's in this, Patton Oswalt. It's got a great cast. And the setup is funny and very elliptical the way that it develops. But he ends up becoming a power caller, which is a particular kind of strata of telemarketer.
Pretending to be something he is not.
But exactly. And it's all about, you know, who are you? Who are you really? Are you what people perceive you to be? Are you who you are? Where do you fit in between? And what the audience is. A really interesting parody on kind of contemporary life. Mm-hmm. Sorry to Bother You opens this Friday. Boundaries stars Vera Farmiga. Formiga and Christopher Plummer, as well as Bobby Cannavale, Christopher Lloyd, and Peter Fonda. And Vera Farmiga plays Laura, a single mom who has a small child, and her father is played by Christopher Plummer, who's a very, very, very problematic guy. He gets kicked out of the senior living place that he was in. Vera Farmiga's character has to go pick him up, take him to his sister's house, but he takes him on a sideways trip to visit all of his old druggy buddies from 40, 50 years ago.
I find him to be one of the great character actors. He doesn't necessarily draw your attention immediately, but he makes every movie he's in better.
Yeah, absolutely. And this has got a great cast. So Boundaries opens today, actually. And then Whitney, this documentary about Whitney Houston. Never seen before archived footage with Whitney Houston, her family, her collaborators. A very, very compelling documentary. The critical consensus is Whitney shifts from soaring highs to heartbreaking lows with palpable emotion and grace benefiting its singular subject. So go check that out. Limited engagements, Yellow Submarine, the 1968 animated comedy that started the Beatles.
50th anniversary, right?
50th anniversary, absolutely. That's going to play today or tomorrow, the 13th through the 15th. The Gospel According to Andre, which we talked about at the beginning, about this fascinating fashion designer, Andre Lee Untally, talks about his emotional journey from his roots growing up in segregated Jim Crow South to becoming one of the most influential fashion curators of our time.
Yeah, that's an unlikely journey.
Absolutely. Monday, it's Monday through Thursday next week, so again, a limited run. And then Filmworkers, another limited run. So this Leo Vitali is a British actor who was actually cast in Barry Lyndon, which is one of Stanley Kubrick's films. And after that, he became his personal assistant and artistic collaborator. And this film premiered at Cannes, had a big success at the London British Film Festival. And the critical consensus on this is very, very strong. Filmworker offers long overdue recognition to one of Stanley Kubrick's key collaborators while opening an often troubling window into the director's demanding work.
Nobody has worked with Stanley Kubrick that didn't find it difficult.
Yeah, but this Leo Vitali literally gave up his successful acting career to be that assistant because
in the name of art.
In the name of art. And there's a lot of musicians and actors and visual artists who do that.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. David Fair alongside Russ Collins from the Michigan and State Theaters, and some special screenings this week.
That's right. Our Summer Classics series is starting off this year with a 00 summer of James Bond films. This week, Live and Let Die will play on
that
Sunday.
That was the first Bond movie I ever saw.
Yeah.
Well, it was like 73 about. Maybe I was 9 years old, maybe.
Exactly. And Roger Moore stars in it. And
that was his first role as Bond, right?
Absolutely. And McCartney did the score to it. And then Moonraker, which is kind of a space age James Bond, a little bit different. That's my son's favorite Bond, or one of his favorite
Bond.
That's
when they started going kind of silly with the Bond character.
It was a little bit silly. And again, it stars Roger Moore. And then The State is back with Midnight Films, which it opened last week. And we're doing another one this week. Actually, a whole bunch of The State films will be shown at midnight. But the special midnight film will be Harold and Maude, which was a classic.
What
that
a great movie that I don't know that could be made today.
Yeah, Hal Ashby directed it. Bud Cort stars in it. It played the State Theater literally for about 20 years every midnight many years ago. So if you haven't seen Damsel, this is the Robert Patterson Mia Wasikowska film set in the West, where Robert Patterson's character is this rich guy who's fallen in love with this Mia Wasikowska character, and she really isn't very interested in him, but it's a very interesting elliptical Western. Woman Walks Ahead, another set in a Western period.
You've actually extended the viewing due to demand, right?
Well, exactly. And my passion for this film, Michael Greyeyes has a breakthrough performance playing Sitting Bull. Really great actor right there with Jessica Chastain and Sam Rockwell, who both have Academy Award credentials. Won't You Be My Neighbor and RBG, the Ruth Bader Ginsburg documentary. Mr. Rogers and Ruth Bader Ginsburg have the two hit films of the summer in the art house. Great documentaries. A lot of people have seen them. Nick Offerman stars in Hearts Beat Loud, which also was a Cinetopia hit. And then Mountain, which is this beautiful, beautiful documentary that fuses cinematic beauty of wild America, Wild World, actually all over the world, and a musical score that features the Australian Chamber Orchestra. Go check that out. Lots of fun. And then the commercial film that's opening this week, there's just one.
But it has blockbuster aspirations.
That's right. The Rock, Dwayne, otherwise known as Dwayne Johnson, stars in Skyscraper. He's a former FBI hostage rescue team leader, a war veteran, and he is a security analyst for Skyscrapers. However, he's set up by evil forces.
Oh, no.
And he's charged with destroying, putting a fire into a skyscraper.
However will he get out of it?
I don't know. And he just, it's amazing how he jumps around and does special effects and has amazing physical feats to save his family and the skyscraper and his reputation.
You know what? I'm making fun, but this guy does all kinds of movies. He was in the wrestling thing. He's really kind of an amazing guy, right?
He's very talented. He's great. He was great on Saturday Night Live every time he appears. So anyway,
lots of movie choices.
Lots to see. And remember, we have those seven films that are the three films that you see this week. Sorry to Bother You, Woman Walks Ahead, Whitney, Gospel According to Andre, Film Worker, Yellow Submarine, Live and Let Die, and Moonraker.
Lots of choices out there for you. Hopefully you'll go see one. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.